Recep Tayyip Erdogan was re-inaugurated as Turkey's president. He appointed his son-in-law as finance minister, leading to a sharp fall in the value of the lira, and also dropped from his cabinet the minister considered the most market-friendly. The government fired another 9,000 police officers, 6,000 military personnel, and hundreds of teachers for alleged links to terror groups.
Italy's Europe Minister Paolo Savona also rattled the markets by declaring that Italy needed to be prepared for all eventualities concerning its membership of the euro.
At a NATO summit in Brussels, Donald Trump scolded European countries for failing to spend enough on defence. European NATO countries collectively contribute just 1.5% of their GDP to defence, well below NATO's 2% guideline. Only four European members meet that mark. America is by far the biggest spender, but since 2011, its spending has fallen in real terms by 15%, whereas NATO Europe's has increased by nearly 10%. After battling with NATO, Mr. Trump visits Britain to be greeted by mass protests, and Helsinki, where he should get a warmer welcome, when he meets Vladimir Putin.